Today is Tuesday, May 19th. What to know today about a promising new vaccine? We'll break down the possible timeline for it and why some public health experts are pretty excited. And which unproven drug President Trump says he's taking to try and defend against COVID-19. Plus, Amazon could be eyeing the discount fashion industry. Michael Jordan's sneakers break a record, and graduates are being offered a sweet deal today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's some encouraging news from researchers working to develop a COVID-19 vaccine. One vaccine candidate is showing promising results and is moving to the next phase of trials. So far, researchers tested it on 45 people and found the vaccine is safe, so the patients were able to tolerate it without severe side effects. The drug maker, Moderna, also says this vaccine appears to show a response similar to what's seen in people who have already been infected and recovered. Keep in mind, this does not prove the vaccine works yet. It was a small number of volunteers in this phase, so the data is limited. But it did go well enough to move on to phase two, which is all about effectiveness. This is obviously key. Scientists are hoping to figure out whether it actually does protect people from the new coronavirus. Phase two is about to begin soon with about 600 patients, and this is the first American-made vaccine to make it this far. If all goes well, phase three will start as soon as July with thousands of people. Some experts say they do need more data before they can comment, but others are calling it a great start to a long process. The National Institutes of Health, a federal agency, is actually leading this research on the vaccine from the drug maker Moderna. Moderna says if phase two and three are successful, the vaccine could be available by early 2021. And that news helped spark a big rebound on Wall Street. The stock market closed up more than 3% yesterday in what was the biggest rally in 6 weeks. President Trump made a surprising admission at the White House. He told reporters he's been taking hydroxychloroquine as a way to prevent COVID-19. But remember, this drug has not been approved for that purpose. In fact, the FDA specifically warned against taking hydroxychloroquine outside of a hospital or clinical trial since it could possibly cause heart problems. Apparently, though, President Trump asked the White House doctor if he could take it and got the prescription. The doctor did not actually recommend it for the president, but Trump has still been taking a pill a day for about a week and a half. And even before that, Trump has promoted it as a possible treatment. Again, though, the FDA only recommends taking hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for malaria and for some other conditions, but not COVID-19. Right now, there's no evidence it works to prevent or treat COVID. Either way, the White House doctor released a statement yesterday saying the president is in good health, remains symptom-free, and continues to test negative for COVID-19. Things were a lot more controversial than usual at the first day of the World Health Assembly. This is when the nearly 200 member countries get together to review the World Health Organization's priorities and budget. Well, this year, it was virtual and had some extra tension, especially between the U.S. and China. At the beginning of the meeting, China announced it would donate $2 billion over the next 2 years to support coronavirus response efforts. And that's about 15 times more than what it usually contributes. Sounds like a good thing. But the New York Times reports some American officials believe the Chinese president only agreed to donate so much money to try and avoid scrutiny. Remember, President Trump has pulled back on funding for the WHO, saying the organization's response to this pandemic was controlled by China. And now Trump says the U.S. is even thinking about permanently cutting off funding for the World Health Organization altogether. And that would be a big deal, since historically the U.S. has been the WHO's biggest contributor. Other world leaders, though, criticize the lack of unity among countries right now, saying we need to be focusing on fighting a common enemy, and that is COVID-19. Still, the WHO's director general agreed to an independent review of their pandemic response as soon as it's appropriate. Well, there's some more evidence that COVID-19 is not just another flu or even close. A new study found the new coronavirus kills, on average, 20 times more people than the seasonal flu when the flu is at its peak. The report was drafted by doctors from Harvard and Emory universities. They say the problem is people have compared COVID-19 and the flu by looking at yearly death tolls. But really, it's more accurate to look at weekly death tolls since this virus is so new and it's moving so quickly. As of this morning, more than 90,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. just since February. Still, we always like to remind you a lot more people recover than die from it. Well, it's Mental Health Awareness Month here in the U.S. and Mental Health Awareness Week in the U.K. And really, people all over the world are impacted this year because of the pandemic. So just yesterday, Prince William, Duchess Kate, and a handful of other celebrities took to the radio. The message was, whoever you are and whatever you're going through, you're not alone. Then they urged people who are feeling overwhelmed to reach out for help, either to a mental health professional or a friend. And they encouraged people to check up on one another. The Royals are working with the Heads Together campaign, which is meant to break down the stigma of mental illness. By the way, Heads Together also worked with Instagram to launch well-being guides this week. The guides allow Instagram users to discover wellness content from helpful creators, public figures, and organizations. Also, a new wellness section is about to be available in the Explore tab of Instagram. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor today, Magic Spoon. When I was a kid, breakfast was a no-brainer. It was almost always cereal. And then I gave it up as an adult, knowing it's not the best way to start the day. Well, guess what? There's a new option these days, and it's called Magic Spoon. It is keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and GMO-free. It has 12 grams of protein and only 3 net grams of carbs each serving. And yes, it tastes great. I tried all the flavors, and I like them all. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. I'm especially into blueberry right now with macadamia milk. And for me, I eat it as a quick afternoon snack. Give it a try to believe it for yourself. Go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy to grab a variety pack and try all the flavors. And be sure to use our promo code newsworthy at checkout to get free shipping. There's no risk because Magic Spoon has a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. Go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. Now back to the news. An executive who helped Disney get into the world of streaming video is leaving to become the CEO of TikTok. And for that exec, Kevin Mayer, the timing could not be better. The popular short-form video app TikTok has especially been booming the last few months as people have been looking for ways to stay occupied at home. Analytics firm Sensor Tower says TikTok was downloaded 315 million times from January through March. But lawmakers in the U.S. have also been wary of the app and worry about surveillance since it's owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance. So CNN reports appointing an American CEO from a family-friendly brand like Disney could help its public image. Well, a company not doing so well? Uber. It's had a tough time making money during the pandemic. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reports rides were down 80% in April compared to a year earlier. And now the company is making another round of cuts. It slashed another 3,000 jobs just a couple weeks after the first round of layoffs. In total, roughly a quarter of Uber's workforce has been laid off in less than a month. Meanwhile, the pandemic seemed to have pushed struggling JCPenney stores to their breaking point. The company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Friday, and now it says it will permanently close nearly 250 stores over the next 2 years. Still, there could be a future for the company online, with the world's largest online retailer. Amazon is reportedly in talks to buy JCPenney. Women's Wear Daily says Amazon at least has a team visiting JCPenney headquarters this week. Amazon has been wanting to expand its apparel business, so rumor has it an acquisition could be part of that plan. At this point, though, neither company has commented nor confirmed any kind of deal. To be continued. Well, some NFL teams will start to reopen their training facilities today for the first time in 2 months. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has given all 30 teams the okay with some big stipulations. For example, only 75 employees are allowed in the training facilities at any given time, and coaches and most players are still banned. ESPN reports the facilities are only open for rehabbing players who need strength training or medical treatment, not for actual team practices. The AP says that's an important rule, and it keeps things fair among teams, since depending on where they're located, some facilities might not be able to open yet due to local and state rules. And speaking of sports, bull riding might be the first professional sport to allow fans in stands. It'll let people into its July event in South Dakota. To hopefully keep them safe, though, it'll be handing out face coverings, spacing seats 4 to 6 feet apart, and limiting the flow of crowds in and out of the arena. A pair of Michael Jordan's game-worn shoes sold for more than $500,000, making them the most expensive sneakers to ever sell at an auction. The NBA legend wore the Nike Air Jordans in his rookie season. They were only expected to go for about $150,000, but they ended up going for $560,000, blowing the previous record out of the water. In second place, the Nike Moon shoe sold at an auction last year for nearly $440,000. Krispy Kreme is giving high school and college graduates free donuts today. New grads just have to show up in their cap and gown or other class of 2020 swag, and they'll get a dozen donuts on the house. If you don't want to get dressed up, you can just show your student ID to prove you're a senior. Congratulations to the class of 2020. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. A very special thanks to the Newsworthy Insiders for all your support. We so appreciate you. And thanks to everyone who takes the time to share the show or leave a review. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.